Introduction to Hilchas, the Issa of Machatech, what cutting things to size. So he starts off with a Chiddush. The Rambam says that the Issa of Machatech and Oyek, they last as Kamiya, Chayev. Someone cuts it to make a Kamiya. So he has interesting words, the Rambam. Behush, Skavin, Lemidas, Orkum, Izrochwa. You must be Machavim for a length and for the width. Viachtu, Bekavona, and you have to cut it with Kavona. He says, Rain again, it's actually. That's not chayev. It looks like an intrinsic part of machatech is that you do it for size. If you're not doing it for that kavana, it's felt in the melacha machatech. See, this actually is very, very negative to a lot of things that we do when we cut, when we've got no kavana whatsoever when you're cutting. And then we spoke about this when we opened the grape juice bottles. Let's say the other people hold the mic, there's no problem making a kedi. What about when you sever the metal from where it's attached to? Or these plastic lemonade bottles, let's say you hold, there's no problem with plastic lemonade bottles, but why are you not over machatech? You're severing off where it's attached. Very good questions, actually. And I said, well, yashav, it is machatech. Well, that's to be done. Hopefully we'll speak about this tonight, because why it's not going to be, why it could be, it's not a problem. You understand? That means, we're all, when we spoke about lemonade bottles, we were speaking about a CSKD. That you're making a lemonade bottle, you're making the lid into a KD. It was never a KD beforehand, this lid, and now you're making it to a KD. That's very nice, it's true. But there's another problem, look how you're doing a machatech as well.
Every packet, every disc you want to open on tablets, you've got to open them to get to it, to go to the machatech.
Yeah, but there, you're not interested how you cope with it, you don't mind the paper. Yeah, you are, because you want a knife, they've made it tear in a nice way that you don't hurt yourself when you open it up. So you want this cut in a nice way, lechera.
Want access to the
bottles. Oh, could be, maybe, speak about it a bit, yeah. That's possibly, yeah, it could be the
sub.
But it's a neat cut, the mice, it cuts off very neatly. Yeah. Yeah, but if it wouldn't be a neat cut, you'd hurt yourself.
You don't want
to.
Well, it's
not
the plastic one, but there's no
sharp edges. Yeah, that's
the right,
the plastic one, what are metal ones?
What about the plastic?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, here we say, could be, yeah. Okay, so we spoke about a place where it could be. What we spoke about, I found this actually, was busy with this last week. I didn't realize that tucker is a serious problem, cutting a candle to size. Yeah. Marshall, on the Yom Tov, you want to put the candle into your candlestick holder, the Marshall. So one side that we spoke about melting it. When you want to melt it down, so you melt it at the bottom. So we said the mice, among Avraham brings stomach holes, the problem of machik. Now, when you put it down into the candle holder and you stick it down, that's a machik. Among Avraham says, that's not a machik. Pushing down is not a machik. A machik is when you move it along, straight on the side. That, Hitaka says, among Avraham says, I'm choshish, that could be a thing, so therefore it's not allowed. But there's another problem. Let's say, so you don't want to melt it down. So you want to trim the candle, cut the size of the candle, like it fits neatly into the candelabra. That's a shalom machatech. That's not mutar on Yom Tov. That's like a serious problem. So we said the eitzes are either to have some foil already cut before Shabbat, before Yom Tov, and you wrap it around the bottom of the candle, stick it into the candelabra, or you take some little matchsticks, for example, stick it into the where the candle goes, and wedge it in. Well, you put something in to wedge it in, but to cut the candle, to trim it, so this thing is taka problem machatik. So it's taka right, what we said. So a posh can bring this down, like a mummy bring this case, that's a shalom machatik taka. Okay, it's different to Korea machatik. I mean, there's a few differences, but one of the differences is that machatik applies even to hard stuff. It's not only Korea, only applies to soft things. Machatik applies even to hard things. Mosh wood, someone cuts wood to a certain size, he's mapping on the size, that's machatik. There's no, it's a Korea. Korea has to be on soft material. So that's important to know. And another important thing also in machatik is machatik has to affect the overall size of what you're doing. We spoke about that when we did about opening metal cans, Lamosh. Yeah, you open the can. So that's a shy to open the ring. But let's say you open the ring, that's not machatik. Even though you made a nice hole in the actual lid of the can, that's not machatik. You haven't changed the overall size of the can. Therefore, it's not machatik, that's not a problem. The only problem is where it's called asiyas keli. That's the issue. It's not possible. It is, some people hold it's not. But that's there's no issue of machatik there at all. Okay, let's come on to today's topic, very interesting today. So now the shayla is machatech with food. So this is an interesting halacha, this, and that's the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah speaks of that quite clearly. So we can find it. Shin Chav based, Yud based. Mishnah Berurah speaks of that twice. The Mishnah Berurah says there's no machatech by food. That means a person could take a piece of cake, and he can cut cake, mamish, in a nice way, trim all the sides to make it a perfect square. No, it's not at all. This is fine. It's Shin Chav based. Shem Chabes, you base. The rule says, Oichle Behema, Ein Behem Mishum Tikkun Kei. There's no problem on the food of behemas to cut it down to size. Because there's no problem to have a kissim she'el. So something which is food, there's no problem to cut down. You can cut it down even with a knife. So Mishum Burov, I'll feed you a matlin on the meter, even if you're very fussy about the actual measurement. Ein Bozer Shum Chashash Isso Machem Chatech, Kimin the Dova Oichle Hu. It's Dva Oichle. Anything which is a food, there is no is of machatik. So a person wants to cut cake into very nice slices. We've got marzipan, for example. He wants to cut it into very nice slices. That's much to do.
Why can't he cut it very small pieces?
I mean,
onions,
and the same. That's a shayat teichen. That's a shayat teichen. Teichen is gedurei. Anything which grows from the ground is shayat of teichen.
This machatik is not is.
Machatik is no is. Machatik is no very interesting. There's no is of machatik on food. So anything which is a food thing, one can cut to the size. There could be other problems, we're going to come to it, but I might say the Issa of Machatech is not there. Berakh Shabbos also brings this down, that's in Shin Samar. Same thing, all the posts can bring it down. Ein Issa Machatech Ba'oichlin, there's no Issa Shin, in Parat Yud Adab, Alocha Mem Hei. Ein Issa Machatech Ba'oichlin, there's no Issa Chituch Ba'oichlin when it comes to food. Lachain Mutter Lachter Mini Machel, Achka Shem Matmid on the Middle. Either you're fussy on the measurement, you're fussy on the side. There's no Issa. So where's that relevant to? I'm saying, I wrote on a few examples here. For example, Marcy Perrin, where else is it? What else did I write down? Fish, cake, challah, all those things. The person's got a certain thing he wants to get it down to. There's no problem. It's other Issa of Machatik. Why is there no Issa of Machatik? So we said because these Issurim are to do with the skin. They're to do with Ibud. Ibud, Mamareach, and Machatech all do with tanning. There's a process of applying to the skin. And just like tanning is no Issur, Ein Ma'abah Ba'Oichlin, who under these three Menachos also is nothing on the plight of Oichlin. That's what we said. Yeah, that's the answer. Therefore, who are using an ice cream scoop, for example, a person using an ice cream scoop, it's a nice shape, a nice round shape that you get out. There's no Issur Machatech there. No Issur Machatech. And we said also no Issur Mamareach. Yeah, who are these melon scoops where you get out these nice balls? That's not a problem with machatik. Even though you get a nice shape, you get a nice size, there's no issa of machatik. To use a ruler, though, that's an interesting one. This is problematic. The person wants to measure a piece of cake. Oh, so he takes the ruler and he measures the cake. He wants the cake to be 5 centimeters by 6 centimeters. So mitzvah machatik is taken no problem, yeah? But there's a new issa of medida. On Shabbos, one's not allowed to measure. So this is taka osu taka. So take a ruler, for example, and cut the thing mamish exactly in a way that he wants it. Enachalayim mitzad nachatech is no problem, but mitzad the issa of medida measuring that is a problem. What do you mean a glass?
So a piece of on it to know exactly the size you should put on the plate.
I don't know. Is that called measuring? I mean, you want the cake to fit on the plate. That's not measuring. I don't know that's measuring. Measuring means, I think, you take a medida. You manage to measure. You've got an amount that you measure, I think. That's a medida. That's the best for the next block of kreisa that comes on there. That's where the medida comes in. But just to put it on a plate so you've got the right size for the plate, that's not the problem of medida. I must say, the next thing, I don't really know what it is, but it's a bread slicer. Anyone know what it is, a bread slicer? Yeah? Slightly, that worked out. Yeah, that worked. But what is it? You set it on a certain thickness. Oh, so that's an interesting shayla on Shabbos. Can you do that on Shabbos? Can you set it, the moshul, to cut 5 centimeters? Oh, 1 minute. Are you allowed to set it to cut 5 centimeters? So the chayla, that is medida, that is measuring. You've now set it in a way that it cuts. There's no measurement there next slide. It's cut automatically. They're not measuring it. Here you've got a measurement. It's telling you it's 5 centimetres thick. Or 5 millimetres. Yeah, probably 5 millimetres. 5. What? You can turn. You see what? Yeah, it's very good to see. I've never seen it. The electric ones, they're not allowed to be used on Shabbat. We're talking about the hand one. So to set that on Shabbat, the person wants a certain amount of the cutter. That's not allowed. But if a person has set it before Shabbat, he's not matmeh, and a person sets it before Shabbat, and he puts the bread inside there, that's the chayim to do. Or who had it that someone sets it on Shabbat, he's not matmeh on the side. He's not interested. Just like approximately, that's all you can do. Just put it approximately, that chayim is also mutter. Yeah, that's not a problem of medida. That will be allowed to be done. Who are doing animal food? There's no issur machatik to. Someone's got a doggy, for example, at home, and he wants to cut a biscuit in half. There's no problem there. There is no issur of cutting doggy food into half. I mean, let's say you're matbi. If you're not matbi, you don't care. There's no problem at all. Let's say you want to get half of the morning stuff, morning breakfast, and half of the afternoon. So you ask, well, it's what dying lasses want to do. To my sister, that is most to do. There's no issa when it comes to food. Chazal waived the issa. There's no issa on machatik on food at all. Never one can cut however one wants. I must say, I saw Chiddush today. Let's see if I can find it. What would you say about a tablet? Can you cut tablets onto a certain size? You want to split a tablet. You got a tablet, and you want to break it to half. You want to break, take a knife, and you want to cut the tablet exactly half. It's a big tablet. It's a 10 milligram tablet, and you're meant to take only 5. So you want to cut it exactly in half. You don't have to do that. No, but you're machatim. When you cut it, you're doing machatim to size.
No.
You're not doing the ruling, you're not measuring, but you're cutting it to size. With your hand, with a knife. With a knife. Can you cut it with a knife?
No.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Right, 1 minute. So the knife, is that much or not? I thought it should be a problem, really, yeah? He brings from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, V'chein lachto gelul l'shnei chatzoyim shovim, das ha'gon of Shlomo Zalman, v'gon of Mr. Correction Mutter, she'ein midad ishtarif me'ele rak l'poilo. What he wants to do is he wants to swallow it. Nechshevet hikoichel. He's got to do night food. B'chidish ha'demaisa, yeah? So your time is that the mice and the tablet has got to do night food. So if you want to cut the tablet in half, you want to map it on the size of the food on the tablet, get it exactly in half, that's what to do.
That same
vitamin tablets, you got other shahs that have refu on Shabbos. Well, once you start with vitamin tablets, then you've got now a new shah, you have to take vitamin tablets on Shabbos because of refu on Shabbos. So in America, when I was in school, in my times, it was a craze vitamin tablets. It was one of the craze, and everyone was taking it. So that was called a machal brim. Now, I asked the pharmacist, now he says to me, Madera Klau, people coming with vitamin tablets are not the healthy people, they're people who are low. They're people on a low, they're on a low, I'm not depressed, but they're just on a low level. They have their immune system is not so good, so they've got to boost themselves up. That already now could be a problem of vitamin. Vitamins now could be a problem of refuah then. If it's not a general person who's taking it, that's a new shot of vitamin. That's a new shot of refuah. We're not talking about the issur of refuah here, we're talking about the issur of machatech. Is there an issur of machatech on this thing when you cut it up in half? So we're saying there's no issur of machatech because since you swallow it, there's no issa, it's called, it's got shame food already. It's a chiddush. Yeah, that's a chiddush. I must say, he said a chiddush from Shabbos. I must say, I want to respond from the chiddush. What would you say about that? Let's say on Yom Tov, a person's got a packet of margarine, and he wants to use half the margarine for the recipe. Is he allowed to cut that the margarine packet in half? It's a good cut, it's a good cut. The wrapper. The time is maybe the wrapper's the problem. You want to cut the thing and you open
the
margin. You've got the margin wrapping.
And the
wrapper. What?
In the wrapper.
If you know the answer, there's no problem. I'm saying the mice is true. That's a
shiloh
cage. That's not shiloh cage. What?
It's happening to
I what's a holder? What do you mean it's a holder? Who said the salt? A crisp bag. It's a crisp bag. That's another shy. The sandwich is going to be thrown away straight away after one time use. So it's almost skinny. There's no it's of what do you call it? Yeah, I'm there. There's a shy to make a cake there. You make two cakes, you make two cakes. You don't have a
hacker.
Yeah, that's a shy of a cake. Those people on Maskme, they hold you making a cake. Other people hold that while you hold it in the thing, it's called a cake. You made a cake for a short time. Others hold, the Shlomo Zalman says that you're going to empty out all the contents. Who's that cake for a short time? A toothpick you make for a short time, just for one time use, and throw it out. This is the rice of Makapatish. Thing. So Shlomo Zalman, others have got a head to the mice that about this the derivative to empty it out, you're not going to, you don't keep it at all for storing, that's made. Others hold, we saw this from the Shisha Sabbath, others hold the mice that's called a cave for a short time. Sorry?
Who said that?
It's a Shabbos, I think. I think as far as I remember,
it's
the breaking one, I think breaking is worse. I think you're making two kalim. I think breaking is making two kalim. You made two things there. There's one is of Korea. First was Kriya Shel Tikkun, I think. If you break it into half, you've done a Kriya Tikkun. You've made a good Kriya. You've done a good tearing. So that's mitzvah, the problem of kriya, I think, is the chayav problematic. Even if you hold, you've not made a keli, which I'm not sure if you haven't. Mice, if you put one away, you made a keli into one of them. So the chayav better do it before Shabbos. I don't remember. Should we talk about a crisp packet where you empty out the whole thing in one go? Very often you've got a problem of crucial tikkun. There's two shaylos when you open this packet. One is a shayl of a keli. So you're right, many possible holders no shayl of making a keli. Without a shayl, you've got a new shayl of a crucial tikkun. When you open a crisp packet in a normal way, you've made a crucial tikkun. You've done a good kriya. So I'm saying a firm example's got a chiddush device, that's mutter, but it's a chiddush. That's what he's asking, I'm saying, if you put it away for storage, the chiddush. What? That's the thing of what you got. The only thing you have to be careful with food that I must mention, people make a mistake with this actually, and that is enachonam, no, it's not machatech. If a person cuts the food in a very nice way, the moshe makes a very meaningful shape, he's done iso kosev. The moshe, a person makes a decorative like a flower, let's say. He makes a flower, he cuts up the cake in a very nice way, he makes it into a flower. Or he makes the shape of a man. So he's made a very meaningful shape. That's a shayla kosev. A poshnah shape, the moshe, a round ball or a little zigzag or something like that, that is no problem of kosev. But if a person makes a meaningful shape, it means something, it's a tzura, it's something which is very choshev, then that chayla is a problem with some iso kosev. So en achanami, there's no problem with machatech, because en machatech ba'oichlin, but you can have a problem with some kosev you can have. This one has to be careful. I'd say a general shape that we make, a normal round ball or something. I wrote a few examples over here. Let's say, for example, a pretty flower could be a problem, a basket could be a problem. These things might be problematic. But a general thing that a person makes, a normal cutting, when it comes to food, is not problematic with some cutting. That's important to know. There's another very big issue in the chatech, which we just touched on when we started, a very interesting thing over here. And that is a person cuts something and he's got no kavod at all in the chitoch. The moshel, I'll tell you something. The moshel, sometimes you get these yogurt containers which are stuck together. Two yogurt containers stuck together. They come in pairs. Someone asked me this week, actually, very interesting. The moshel, for example, you've got round, what do you call it? You've got round some of these, I forgot what it's called, a little container. And it's got like a plastic thing around it with a perforated edge. And when you tear it open, you tear on the perforated edge. Is that a problem, machatech? Now this is very interesting to share this, because this machatech, you know, it's really completely incidental. Really. You're not interested at all. In fact, the whole thing's going to be thrown away. You're not interested in keeping, not about the container itself, but about the plastic that goes around it. Or who had in the yogurt container when you snap it. You're not interested really in the yogurt. It's just a convenient way for you to eat it. But really, you've got no kavanah whatsoever in the actual chitur itself. This is a big area of machlokes. Is that a problem to do? Is that a problem of machatech? I mean, a person's cutting something, he's got no tellus really whatsoever from him. The wine bottle has got very often a perforated, what you're talking about, the actual metal one, or you're talking about the plastic. Remember, it's the same thing here. You've got a plastic perforated edge around the side, which is cut very neatly, and when you turn it, it snaps very easily. Is that a problem of machatech? It's mummy's incidental, you're not interested at all. In fact, you're going to throw the whole plastic away.
The dips
has got a plastic seal around it. It's got a perforated edge around the side. So many poskim hold, in this case over here, there's no problem of machatech. Since a person has got no kavona whatsoever in the chitoch, it's not poshut. It's an interesting story. I can't remember what he says over here. He brings a machlokes, as far as I remember here, Gwir lovon, am shuvoki bezugo, it's our pairs. The koidim achilim afridim oisum zeb vokim acharit. It's a special designated place to cut. Yes, she'osra for the zoom mishum isra makapatsh, mishum isra machatech. It's a chiddush, that makapatsh, it's a proper kiri you want. But they want to ask as makapatsh and as machatech. Yes, she'etiru, and some say it's no problem at all. Because they tell that machatech is only when a person does a chituch and he's gaining out of the chituch a proper gain. Where a person throws the item away, that's wrong. Don't make a mistake, that boy said. These tissue boxes, which have got a nice round perforated edge, that is a big minus. You want to keep the box like that, nice and easy to pull out. That is the problem, Lachoya. That perforated edge, to cut that open on Shabbos, that's much more problematic. Yeah, but you don't care about the wrapping. The wrapping that you throw away, you don't care about. That's not. Yeah, but the plastic, the chitur is on the plastic, not on the lid. The lid is there's no problem with chitur there. We're talking about the plastic that surrounds it. That plastic gets thrown in the dustbin. You don't need it anymore. So that chitur you've done in the plastic is nothing. The plastic around the bottle is nothing. You throw it out. You throw it out. There's no dustbin. You don't want that chitur. That's not that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the plastic that goes around it. It's a plastic. Okay, everybody's about to stop it. Okay.
Yeah.